guys, this is Afi Pittman, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And this is the first day of our relationship month, because the idea is for us to overcome our life, relationship, and professional challenges. We just wrapped up the month focused on confessions for overcoming your life challenges. Now we are going to focus on confessions to overcome your relationship challenges. So the first confession, this confession for today, is I am rooted and active in my local community. And the scripture that I want us to focus on is Hebrews 10, 24, and 5. And it reads, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching." And the day that I believe they're talking about in the scripture is the end of the earth or the end of the world. And some people refer to that as the rapture. And I just want to tell you, if you've ever read the book of Revelation, you do not want to be here after the rapture. I know I don't, but I'm just saying, you know, you really don't want to be here after that. So what I want you to take away from this scripture is, when you are rooted in and active in a local community, this scripture, I believe, is a perfect embodiment of that. Because within that community, you are having your character shape. You are helping to shape the character of others. And you're spurring others on, and they are spurring you on towards love and good deeds. And not giving up meeting together. You are not allowing people to bow out of the race, so to speak, simply because they're being isolated. They're being socially isolated. And before they know it, when they reach out, it's too late. And that's how the enemy gets us. He gets us by isolating us. If you've ever watched predatory animals, like if you, you know, look at, Animal Planet, whatever channel shows the safari lionesses that hunt and the other predators, they separate the weakest, the slowest, and the young ones from the herd. They separate them and they isolate them because that's the easiest way to attack their prey and have their meal for the moment. And that's the same thing that Satan does with us. He knows that we were not wired to live alone. He knows that we are wired to live in community. And that's why I'm focusing a third of this series on relationships, because you've got to get your relationships right if you are going to become the woman that God wants you to become. And one of the ways that he will stop you from your destiny is keeping you from being rooted in and active in a local community. So as the scripture says, you want to make sure that you are not giving up the meeting together, the assembly of saints. Because for instance, I am an introvert. It is very easy for me to say no to that invite, that social outing, even if I really do want to go, because being around large groups of people for an extended period of time drains me. But I have matured. Because I have matured, I understand that I cannot do that, and I have to do what I have to do prior to, during, and after the event to make sure that I'm not focusing on the fact, oh my gosh, I'm just being drained by all these people. I have to focus on the fact that I am getting my fellowship needs met, and I am helping to meet the fellowship needs of others, and that I will have to do what I have to do in order to not be drained by it, because I'm wired differently from someone who is an extrovert. It's that simple. So I just want to encourage you, do not get into the habit of forsaking the assembly. Don't give up the meeting together of people who are positive, people who have your best interest at heart, your local community, your local church community. Don't give that up, because it's important, as the scripture says, and all the more as you see the day approaching, all the more as this life passes by, because you do not know the hour in which the Lord will come back for us all. You do not know the hour. So again, today's confession is I am rooted in and active in my local community. Don't forget to confess your way to success and join in tomorrow for your daily confession.